also noticed a difference in the pitch from listening to you over the phone and over the radio. Over the radio, you're about a quarter note flat.
Interesting, and yet no matter when I'm broadcasting, it's usually pitch black.
Oh, pitch black.
Pitch black. Boy, if this isn't the best of tonight, we're replaying this all during Christmas.
Is this blow?
No, it's T.D. Mischke, and I'd like to explain something to you when you get back from the Biffy.
All right, hang on just 1 second.
Okay, good. It's about to hear what it's like. Hurry to think that they're shooting with their sticks.
What's extraordinary is you and I are from the same, not only the same part of the country, but I believe the very same city.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Oh, what is Tom Mischke's topic today, or is it a repeat?
It is a repeat. He is back into the bowels of depression again and won't be on until December.
You're being charged for this call.
Oh, no. How much?
I don't know if you're going to keep calling back and just...
No, I'm not if it costs 50 cents or something like that, or 75 cents. I had a Kool-Aid stand last week. I had to make that much. How much is it going to be?
Operator disconnecting.
Hey, am I on?
Yeah, if you were here right now, I'd hit you upside the head there, fella. What's on your mind?
I think you're pretty weird.
Yeah, well, guess what you are. Off the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, KSTP now presents the Mischke Broadcast, featuring the broadcast outcast, transmitting live from his renegade radio outpost, here in the final 90 feet of the city of St. Paul.
Knock, knock.
Knock, who's there?
That's Tom.
Tom who?
I'm gonna freaking kill you, you old man!
Were you the company that had the Dale Earnhardt commemorative the seatbelt buckle?
You turned off your mic, didn't you? I know you did.
That's just me, I knew.
I knew you turned it off. I knew you. I knew you turned it off.
Any chance we'd be confused with CCO, I think it was... Just destroyed there. There you are,
hello.
You moron.
Hey, Mischke, keep playing the tape ball.
But there you are. Do you hear yourself screwing up?
We're covering up evidence.
You pathetic excuse.
We're covering up evidence.
You want me to play the rest of it?
Wait a minute. Huh? What are you talking about? Huh? No one understands what you are talking about. Shut up.
I love you, Tommy. Okay. Not really. I see that to every guy. No.
Good Lord. Oh, my God. How does she do that?
Wow. It's a little bit hard to believe, but that's the last time we're going to be hearing that theme song after 12 years of hearing it. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Derek Larson. I'm the webmaster for MischkeMadness.com, and Tom has invited me in to come and take over the reins for the very last Mischke broadcast in the nighttime hours. And tonight I just hope to do a little bit of reminiscing, talk about the broadcast, a little bit of its history, although not too much of it because Tom already went over most of this last week when he did his show last Friday. Perhaps we'll talk with a few of the listeners if anyone wants to say a few final words. I've heard rumors that Little Lukey might be calling in with one final song for us to hear. And I just want to play some significant historical bits from the Mischke broadcast, some turning points over the years. And there's just going to be a lot of lasts tonight. We had the last time that we ever heard the theme song there. Mischke plans on having a new one during his new hours. I'm not sure what it's going to be. I don't think anyone knows yet except for himself. If he even knows yet, who knows? But, of course, Mischke moves to the drive time hours on Monday, January 2nd. You'll be able to hear him from 5:30 p.m. till 7:30 p.m.
Little correction there, Derek. He will be live Tuesday, January 3rd.
Oh, excuse me. Okay.
We'll be playing a best of GL Monday, but just so you listeners know, he will be the first new Mischke broadcast will be Tuesday.
All right. I stand corrected there. The first brand new Mischke broadcast. I think he needs one more day to recover from the weekend, a weekend of drinking, but he'll be in on Tuesday. That'd be January 3rd then, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And those will be the new drive time hours he's going to have for the foreseeable future. And, of course, next hour, I believe that's also the last time they're going to have the theme song for the second hour. And I believe he even plans on getting rid of the piano music that he plays at the very end of the show. And also, We're going to be playing some best ofs tonight, as I said, and this will be the last time we'll be able to hear a lot of those, because I believe KSTP wants to have live and local hosts when Mishki's off the air or when he's on vacation during the new time slot. So over the years, I know myself and probably five or six other listeners have provided quite a few clips that Mishki has played when he's off on vacation or needs a day off. So, first of all, I'd like to start things off with Mishki is well known for his interviews, doing great interviews, whether he's talking with someone about quantum physics, talking with authors, musicians, baseball players, you name it. He's just got a love for the subject, and it makes for a very interesting interview to listen to. But he's also great with the spoof interviews. If you've listened to the Best of Mishki CD, you might remember the squirrel author he had on it that had a whole book about squirrels, and it was a little interesting to listen to. And, of course, the infamous Edmund Fitzgerald interview where he sang all the questions to the fellow, and oddly enough, he sat there and answered back. But one of my favorites of all was during the dot-com boom. It was towards the end of it. It was starting to be the dot-com bust. There was a fellow Mishki had on the air who was going to tell you how to set up a web page so you could be an internet millionaire within like 2 weeks, something ridiculous like that. And, of course, as listeners, we know that Mishki would never have someone like this seriously on the air, so we knew it was a gag, sort of a setup from the beginning. But the guy he was interviewing had no idea that this was not a serious interview, and this is how it sort of went. If you can play
Good
clip
evening,
one.
Ladies and gentlemen. With all the dot-com bombs you've read about lately, you might wonder if anyone is making money online these days. Well, Yannick Silver is. At 27 years of age, he's living the kind of internet fantasy that most people only dream about. He golfs, rollerblades, gets up late, and goofs off while his websites rake in the money. Tonight, he'll share with us how virtually anyone can get rich on the internet by selling what they know. In fact, he says this is the last great way for the average Joe to amass a fortune online, even those who know zilch about computers. That's right. Even those who know absolutely nothing about computers. On the program tonight, he'll share how he made $10,000 in only 3 days. He'll reveal his lazy way to get rich on the internet. He'll discuss why the stupidest site on the internet is making $500,000 a month, and it doesn't sell a thing. And he'll uncover the secret to get hundreds, if not thousands, of websites working for you and selling your products. We go now to Yannick Silver. Yannick, welcome to the show.
Hello, Mishki, welcome. Thank you very much. Sounds like a great intro.
You say,
who is that guy?
You say you can turn even our dumbest listeners into internet millionaires. I tell you, I've lined up some pretty dumb ones for you this evening. They've been waiting on hold since the first promotion ran announcing your appearance several hours ago. And they all want to be millionaires, of course. Who doesn't?
Terrific.
Are you ready to take some calls right out of the chute from people who want to know how to be an internet millionaire?
Sure, let's do it.
All right. Well, right off the bat, who do we have? Let me check with my producer. Go ahead and give them to me in order, and I'll move ahead. Who's first? All right, very good. David.
Yeah, I don't know that much about the internet, the whole computer thing, but I'd like to know how to be a millionaire.
Okay, sounds good to me. What I'm going to show you how to do is what I do online. We sell information products, which means information products fall in different categories, from electronic books to online audio to online video to membership sites. And the first thing that I would ask you is, where are your hobbies and interests?
Gardening.
Perfect. Is there any specific part of gardening, organic gardening, or?
I just have a garden in my backyard.
Okay.
I'm unemployed right now.
Okay, no problem. Now, I have this special website that I go to. It's a long URL, so I can't give it out over the air. But if you get our free 7-part course at internetmoneytrain.com, it's in the first lesson. And let me just do a quick search for you on gardening. I had 347,000 people look up the term gardening last month.
Oh.
So that's a huge amount of people.
On a computer?
On the computer.
Oh.
And that's a huge amount of people that were searching for that particular category.
I have one of those electric typewriter deals, and it has a little screen on it where the words go across. That can't get you the internet, can it?
I don't think so. But you don't really need to be a computer genius in any sense, because...
You have to own one?
So you have to own a computer? That you do. You know, for instance, our website, I have no clue how to put up a web page, but we hire a company to do that, and it's pretty simple that way.
Okay. So where do I get this information, please?
The 7-part course is at internetmoneytrain.com.
Okay.
And that you do need a web browser to get to that.
A what? You need a what?
A web browser, just to be able to access the web.
All right, browser. Okay, thank you.
No problem.
All right, and now we have a call from Rachel. Rachel, go ahead.
How you doing?
Hi, Rachel.
Pretty much my question is, would it be too soon for me to start dating after I've had a bad relationship? I just actually, it's been a week since I got out of a bad relationship of a year and a half.
Well, what does that have? That doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about. Sorry, Rachel. Call back later. Who else do we have, please? All right. Tim.
Yeah, I want to be an internet millionaire.
Okay.
I live in rural Wisconsin with my dogs, and we don't even have electricity, but I got a gas stove or propane or something.
Okay. Do you have a computer?
Nope.
Okay. You do probably need a computer to get started there. But I'll tell you what is interesting, and you would be an expert at it, is a lot of people that live in the city now are looking to get out into the country and live in the country and live off the land. And that would be an interesting information product that you could sell online.
But if they're wanting to live off the land, get out to the country, are they wanting to have that technology at their disposal as well? It sounds like they might be trying to get away from it all.
Some people probably are, but most people still like the convenience of being in touch with email and things like that, and you know, they have to have some way to sustain themselves out there.
Okay, interesting. Ray, go ahead, you're on.
I have a computer right in front of me. I'm ready to go.
All right, terrific. Ray, tell me a little bit about your hobbies and interests.
I am a doctor, and I have a PhD in nuclear physics.
Okay. All right. And so you're obviously an expert there in nuclear physics. The problem with that is, right off the top of my head, I don't see a saleable information product there.
Oh, nuclear weapons.
A nuclear, well, yeah, except there's not too many buyers that are going to be putting together their own nuclear weapon.
They're not.
Probably not.
The word I got is, with the end of communism, there'd be a lot more personal ownership of a lot of these weapons.
Yeah, probably not enough to sustain a huge market unless there's a big markup that you charge.
All right. Well, let's go to Carrie. Carrie, go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'm 27 years old, and I've been dating my boyfriend for almost a year now. My question is, should I be concerned not meeting my boyfriend's parents?
Yannick?
About meeting the boyfriend's parents.
I didn't hear the call. It was my producer was talking in my headset. What did
she
say?
I think it was a relationship question again.
Okay, here's a call. Hang on, please. You're on with Yannick. Hello.
Hey.
Go ahead, please.
This is Rick.
Rick, you're on. Go ahead, please.
Well, I'd like a date with Rachel.
We go to Brenda.
I'm calling to get your opinion on leaving my 17-year-old daughter alone for a week.
For God's sakes, where's this stuff coming from, Phoebe?
How do I tell my 20-something-year-old daughters not to have premarital sex when I...
I'm sorry, Yannick, hang on. Go ahead, please.
Hey, I'd like to get a hold of that nuclear physicist. I'd like to get...
All right, this is ridiculous. Hang on, what do we have here? Cindy?
We've been supporting my daughter for 13 years in some intensive and expensive ballet and dance. She's 18 now, and she's trained like in Houston and New York.
What did the promo say?
She got her into a college that's one of the top schools for dance. And she just told me she went one.
Wait a minute.
Oh, one
what are you
lighten up,
talking
lighten up,
about?
Lighten up, lighten up, lighten up, lighten up, lighten up, lighten up.
Shut up.
Kodiak.
Just shut up. What
Kodiak,
you
hang on. It's all right.
Zip it.
Hey, move on with the show. Easy. Come on. We can all get along here. Yannick, what's your background?
My background is definitely not in computers, and that's funny. It's actually in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, what I was trying to say before is that you don't need to be a computer genius to do what I'm doing, because I have no clue how to put up my own web page.
And you made about 10 grand in 3 days?
Exactly. And it was for a product that I wrote about 10 pages of it. It was a 500-page product, and it was an electronic book. And this is something that anyone can do. It was a contributor product, which means I just asked for contributions from different people for the category of this product. It was specifically about different emails, and emails that made money. We just took a whole bunch of emails from different people, put it into one electronic book, and that was it.
And it says here, the stupidest website on the Internet right now is making $500,000 a month. What is that website?
Yeah, that website is called PassItOn.com. And believe it or not, if you ever see those emails you get in your inbox with the baby shaking their butt and things like that and cameras.
Baby shaking their butt? That's
yeah.
That's on that man-boy deal, isn't it?
No, it's something different. It's a cute little photo, and then there's stuff where a computer takes a picture, and it turns out to be a picture of a gorilla, and people send that to their friends, so... they keep sending those things to their friends, and that leads people to go to this person's website, and he makes money by when people fill out different forms and things like that.
Yannick Silver is a direct response copywriter and marketing consultant who operates several highly successful websites. They include InstantInternetProfits.com and InstantSalesLetters.com. And we'll be back after this 60-second break.
Nonsense! Who says you can't eat the food you love and lose weight? Just try Fat Whacker, and be careful not to lose too much weight. Used as directed, Fat Whacker is the all-natural dietary supplement with ingredients that can help burn fat. Fat Whacker includes Super Chitosan, the amazing new fat-absorbing fiber. Try Fat Whacker risk-free and get enough Super Chitosan to sweep away up to 1,000 grams of ugly fat. More than you'll find in 81 cheeseburgers or 120 slices of pizza. Research suggests Fat Whacker's ingredients support your body's natural fat-burning ability, so it helps you burn fat 24 hours a day and get a slim, sexy body. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and not in stores. Don't wear that fat. Whack it with Fat Whacker. Call now for your 60-day risk-free trial. Call 1-800-822-3936. Lose weight or your money back. Call 1-800-822-3936. That's 1-800-822-3936. Again, 1-800-822-3936. Call 1-800-822-3936. Lose weight or your money back. Call 1-800-822-3936. That's 1-800-822-3936. Again, 1-800-822-3936. Call 1-800-822-3936. Lose weight or your money back. Call 1-800-822-3936. That's 1-800-822-3936. Again, 1-800-822-3936. Call 1-800-822-3936. Lose weight or your money back. Call 1-800-822-3936. That's 1-800-822-3936. Again, 1-800-822-3936. Call 1-800-822-3936. Lose weight or your money back. Call 1-800-822-3936. That's 1-800-822-3936. Again, 1-800-822-3936. Call 1-800-822-3936. Lose weight or your money back. Call 1-800-822-3936. That's 1-800-822-3936. Again, 1-800-822-3936. Call 1-800-822-3936. Call 1-800-822-3936. That's 1-800-822-3936. Again, 1-800-822-3936. Call Call 1-800-822-3936. Lose weight or your money back. Call 1-800-822-3936. That's 1-800-822-3936. Again, 1-800-822-3936. Call 1-800-822-3936. Lose weight or your money back.
Yannick.
Call 1-800-822-3936.
We're having some trouble
That's
here. We're going to have to call you back. We'll reschedule the interview.
Again,
I'm sorry. We're having trouble here.
3936. Call 1-800-822-3936. Lose weight or your money back. Call 1-800-822-3936. That's 1-800-822-3936. Again, 1-800-822-3936. Call 1-800-822-3936. Lose your money back. Call 1-800-822-3936. That's 1-800-822-3936. Again, 1-800-822-3936. Call.